This is St. Louis Public Radio. The long history of Catholic education in St. Louis is woven into the city's and region's identity. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips and Ryan Delaney take a look at how Catholic education is changing at both the K-12 and college level due to declining enrollment and cultural shifts.
St. Louis University stopped requiring its students to attend Mass in the 1950s. But the pews at the church on campus still fill with students on Sunday nights, especially during the first week of classes. Before Mass, junior Caitlin Gallatin says she chose SLU largely because it's Catholic, but
it's not like forced onto anyone. Everything's just like, if you want to, you can, and everyone's like included.
School officials say more than 50% of students are Catholic, but the Jesuit University also has students of other faiths or who aren't religious. The Catholic Jesuit tradition is known for activism and intellectual curiosity. Senior Amir Khan says that's how social justice issues got on her radar.
Even though I was brought up as a Muslim and identified as queer later on in my life, like, I was really siloed from the greater sort of injustices that happen against those communities on like a systematic scale.
SLU's mix of perspectives and focus on social justice attract students with activist leanings. But the causes they champion sometimes create friction when they conflict with Catholic values. Last school year, students pushed for access to contraceptives like birth control pills and condoms at the campus health center. The university's first lay president, Fred Pistello, said no.
What we are and what we do here is not for everybody. We are a faith-based institution.
Senior Hannah McGinley feels like Pistello's decision conflicts with SLU's promise of inclusion.
They're advertising themselves as very open, you know, very accepting of a bunch of different types of people, and yet in certain ways, they'll kind of rely on those quote-unquote Catholic values in order to not accept certain people or not accept certain things.
Other students say SLU is experiencing growing pains amid today's activist movements such as Black Lives Matter and women's rights. That's further complicated by the need to attract both students and funding, a balance local K-12 Catholic schools are also trying to find. I'm Camille Phillips.
And I'm Ryan Delaney, a new Families Night at St. Anne's Catholic School in Normandy, where teachers are handing out welcome packets to adults and popsicles to children.
Yours is right on top. There you go. You already got yours.
One family is the Acklins. Their son, Nicholas, is transferring as a fifth grader from St. Angela Merici in Florissant. The St. Louis Archdiocese closed his old school last year because of low enrollment. Nicholas is being raised Christian, but not Catholic. His mother, Alicia Acklin, says faith and structured classes are very important to his education.
We chose to go Catholic just because we were looking for, you know, background on religion, strong religion, a good school structure, and then we just felt like it was the best fit for us and for Nicholas, as, you know, as far as school goes.
Catholic schools, especially ones within St. Louis and North St. Louis County, have become less Catholic and white, so enrolling non-Catholics is a key to the school's survival. Fewer than half of St. Anne's students are practicing Catholics. Principal Jacob Reft says the neighborhoods around the church aren't as Catholic anymore either, as populations change.
A lot of Catholic schools don't always mirror their community or their neighborhood, and ours is getting closer and closer, I think.
Enrollment in Catholic schools in the region is down 12,000 from a decade ago. As parish elementary schools struggle to fill desks, the Archdiocese is closing some buildings and merging others. Workers are carrying tables up the stairs at St. Joan of Arc in South St. Louis. The building will become a school for multiple parishes. The church is trying to appeal to traditional Catholic families. Superintendent of Education for the Archdiocese, Kurt Nelson, is increasing recruitment and financial aid to Hispanic and middle-class whites.
A lot of those families are Catholic, and so for us as a church, we say that that's a group we need to reach out to.
But Nelson says schools will continue to be in non-Catholic communities because it's seen as part of the church's mission. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.